Polls show that most Americans support the war in Iraq, but approval is much lower among black Americans. NPR's Linda Wertheimer is in St. Charles, Missouri this week, talking with African Americans about the difference in opinion.
Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church is the largest black church in St. Charles. On the lighted marquee out on Randolph Street, this week's message from Mount Zion is, "Pray for this country and our soldiers." Monday night is choir practice at Mount Zion.
Y'all hear that? Deep breath three times. Inhale.
As much as you can, and just go on and still there.
Joy McCaleb leads the young adult choir, young men and women ranging in age from late teens to early 30s.
I'll be walking, I'll be talking.
The Pew Research Center poll says that 77% of white Americans think the decision to go to war in Iraq was right. Black Americans are about evenly split on the issue. But before talk about the war in Iraq, music.
So soon I'll be at home.
When choir director Joy McCaleb was happy with their performance, choir members finally sat down to talk. In that Pew Center poll, some of the strongest anti-war sentiment comes from black women, and we heard some of that from women in the choir. The numbers of minorities serving in the military concerned Luwanda Richardson. She's the mother of three daughters.
A lot of the soldiers that are on the front line are African Americans. And a lot of our African Americans hold the lower ranks in the service. So they're on the front line. It's the poor also. And so as these casualties happen, you know, a lot of mothers and fathers are having to bury their children.
I asked if restoring the draft might make that sacrifice seem more fair, but that was not a concern. Young black men and women would still enlist because the military offers them opportunities, help with education. And they would still go to war and still die, Andy McCaleb said, with or without a draft. McCaleb has a strong tenor voice and strong opinions. He feels the United States has more quarrel with Osama bin Laden than with Saddam Hussein, and he's concerned about all the lives lost in Iraq.
We're going over there and we're killing innocent children, innocent women, people that have nothing to do with it. They're just living their lives trying to get along in their country. That's no better than what bin Laden did here, you know, to the World Trade Buildings. It's no better. It's no different.
The costs of the war and the costs of occupying and reconstructing Iraq were also on the minds of choir members Monday night. Alexis Payne said there is not enough money to take care of problems in the United States. She offered the example of her school, where she's a 16-year-old sophomore.
We can't even get, like, simple stuff. But if they can spend that much on war, then they need to give it back.
For more opinion from the black community, we tried a barber shop, T's Hair Designs, in downtown St. Charles. The owner, T. Bell Banks, says his customers talk about the war almost every day.
Oh, whether or not, you know, are we winning the war, or should we be there, should we not be there. Overall, I think most people think we're winning, and a lot of people think we shouldn't be there.
When we visited the shop yesterday, Lee Walls, who is a software engineer, was having his hair cut. He thinks the United States should not be in Iraq. He called it President Bush's unfinished business. Walls says, given the war, rebuilding Iraq is the right thing to do, even though he could think of other ways to spend that money.
Yeah, there's a few old folks that I would like to give some money to. There's health care that I would like to see everybody enjoy. And there's just simply things called jobs that we need around here. I mean, just in the industry I'm in, it's just dried up. It's incredible.
Like many in the African-American community, Walls is concerned about the economy. He worries that prospects for recovery in America will be lost in the process of winning the war and winning the peace in Iraq. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, St. Charles, Missouri.